This is Bob Rudell, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. The Oshkosh School District is inviting everyone to Bell Phillips Middle School on February 7th for an update on the district's strategic plan. The strategic plan includes learning and academics, finance and operations, healthy schools, and engagement and communications. The district will offer parents and community members an opportunity to volunteer at all district schools during that event. A correction to a story we had last week, the YMCA, starting next month, will offer 24/7, 365-day-a-year entrance to their workout facilities. Now, this is only for the 20th Avenue YMCA and not the downtown facility as reported. Newsworthy apologizes for the misinformation. Restaurant Week continues at 28 area restaurants. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner specials are being offered at some spots, lunch and dinners at others. If you dine out three times during the promotion, the sponsor for Imprint has a tumbler for you while supplies last. Page 2, more businesses coming to Oshkosh Avenue. The City Plan Commission will review plans for a car wash there at their February meeting. The Oshkosh Public Museum is gearing up for their 100-year anniversary this year. Next month, the museum will present 1920s Oshkosh, colorful times in black and white. It's a chance to see Oshkosh 100 years younger. ThetaCare and Freightert are asking the city for tax incremental financing for that new hospital along the Fox River. Due to pollution along the south side of the Fox River, it will increase the cost of their construction. ThetaCare and Freightert will make a presentation to the Common Council tonight. The amount of the TIF request has not yet been announced. And the council will also discuss doing away with voters electing a mayor in Oshkosh and going back to the mayor being selected from the Common Council. If you still have that Christmas tree hanging around the house, the city will pick it up with your garbage this week. This is the final week for collection of Christmas trees. Turning to sports, Lourdes girls basketball team remains number 7 this week in the D5 rankings. And look for Oshkosh's Ty Halliburton to be named to the NBA All-Star team on Wednesday night. The All-Star game this year is in February, being played in Indianapolis. That's a look at Newsworthy for a Tuesday. Sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC.